Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
On SoCal's only 24/7 connection.
KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Presented by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs.
7:30, Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore, Baltimore. They're trying to figure out how to get the wreckage of that bridge removed so they can continue the recovery, eventually move that container ship. Also, Joe Biden's going to have the biggest fundraiser ever, but first, time for Dodger baseball.
Yeah, Dodger Stadium getting ready for the home opener. Fans are thrilled. What about Shohei? There's a lot to talk about. Our John Baird live at Dodger Stadium.
And I am standing in center field. The first time I've ever been here on opening day where they have a stay off the grass sign. And I don't blame them because the media would just trample it out here before the game. Game's at 1 o'clock today. But I'm standing out here with Janet Marie Smith, who's an executive with the Dodgers. She was involved in the big renovations a couple of years ago. What's going on right now? You told me you're always looking for something.
Well, we're always listening to our fans, looking for what we can do to make things better for the players and the fans alike. This year, we're especially excited because our focus has been on the plazas, where we've added new food and beverage, new kids areas. Of course, you can go to center field, our new front door, where the Jackie Robinson, Sandy Koufax sculptures are, or brand new to the top of the park, 180 degrees away, is the 1965 gift to the Dodgers, a Japanese lantern.
And, you know, I think the fans, too, you were part of the renovations. You did the stuff in Fenway Park. I think the fans really enjoy walking around the stadium, and they're always standing out here behind the bleachers.
Yeah, well, you come early, and you can enjoy everything here at Dodger Stadium.
All right, well, thank you so much. We'll be talking to you with more in just a minute. But, again, opening day. First game with the Cardinals starts at 1:10, a four-game set with St. Louis, and then three with the Giants. Mike and Vicky.
We got a fight going on, thanks, John, between the tribal casinos and the card rooms, and maybe it's going to court. State Senate bill would let the tribes sue the private card clubs. Tribes say, we've got the rights to the Vegas-style gambling around here, and it's getting violated by the casinos that are privately run. Cities say, we're dependent on the gaming. Two-thirds of the budget for Hawaiian Gardens, half of the City of Commerce, comes from the local casinos. Attorney for the tribes say, we just want to protect what's ours. The bill could be heard by committee maybe next month.
The ship that hit the bridge in Baltimore was carrying 56 huge containers of hazardous materials, the NTSB commenting on that.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, And some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium ion batteries.
Two bodies have been recovered from those workers, road workers who were on the bridge when it collapsed. Four others still missing, presumed dead. They're looking at the, still trying to figure out what to do about the wreckage of the bridge that fell into the water below. That has to be cleared out before they can get the port reopened.
One of former President Trump's attorneys may be on the verge of losing his law license in California. State bar judge recommending John Eastman be disbarred for promoting false legal arguments in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Here's Pete Demetrio.
George Cardona, chief trial counsel for the state bar, said Judge Yvette Rowland's 128-page ruling clearly laid out a pattern of wrongdoing by Eastman, a former dean of Chapman University Law School, during his advocacy for President Trump following the 2020 election.
The court found that there were multiple instances of false and misleading statements by Mr. Eastman, both in public, for example, at the Stop the Steal hearing on the Ellipse on January 6th, as well as in court filings and in efforts that he made to persuade or to attempt to persuade Vice President Pence to either delay or stop the counting of certain electoral votes.
Eastman's attorney, Randall Miller, issued a statement following the ruling saying, "We're confident the review court, meaning the review department of the state bar court, will swiftly provide a remedy." Miller did not indicate if an appeal to the California State Supreme Court is in the cards. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
People who work for the government are supposed to follow some new AI guidelines. Here's CBS News White House reporter Bo Erickson.
The Biden administration is announcing new safeguards for the federal government's use of artificial intelligence. By December, U.S. federal agencies are required to reveal which AI systems they are using, as well as test the risks of these programs. In making the announcement, Vice President Kamala Harris said government leaders have a moral, ethical, and societal duty to protect the public from AI harms. Bo Erickson, CBS News, Washington.
20 minutes of nonstop news brought to you by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. Of anticipated opening days, what are we thinking? The most anticipated record spending, got two of the biggest international stars in the game. Going to talk more about the Dodgers now because it's Dodgers and Cardinals this afternoon. Also Angels in Baltimore with the Orioles. But let's preview the season. Dodger Nation's J.P. Hornstra.
Hey, J.P.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
How's the team this year? Are we going to get a World Series win?
Well, that's a few months away, but it's a very good team. I can't think of a team, a Dodger team, that was more qualified on paper to win a World Series than this one. Certainly, they're going into the season as one of the favorites, if not the favorites. And you look at the talent on paper, the star power, the billion-plus-dollar offseason spending spree that the Dodgers front office just went on, and it's easy to understand why those expectations are in place.
Yeah, I mean, team is stacked, so they're going to sell out the games here. But what about when they travel? I saw somebody saying this is going to be a show all year, all around the country. Every ballpark, every hotel with the autograph seekers, and then even the other teams going, you know what, these guys look like they're an all-star game walking onto the field.
Absolutely. I think win or lose, the entertainment value that this Dodgers team is going to provide is going to be there. And you think about what this means for Japanese fans in particular. Yoshinobu Yamamoto was signed by the Dodgers to the largest contract ever given to a pitcher anywhere. He's going to be helming the rotation this year. You think about Shohei Ohtani and what he's done over the last 6 years with the Angels, something no baseball player has done before since really Babe Ruth as far as pitching and hitting. He'll only be a hitter this year, but the respect that he has among the peers, his peers, and among fans in every city is really unlike any other player in the game today.
With the expectations so high, is anything short of the World Series, is that going to end up being seen like a disaster? Which, if that's true, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, I think it has to be. That's certainly been the scuttlebutt among fans. It's a World Series or bust mentality. I feel like the Dodgers kind of get that every year, fairly or unfairly. And certainly the playoffs, it's in October. It's baked into luck as much as it is skill. And for that reason, I personally think it's unfair, but fans want to see this team win a World Series. And you got to think after the, again, $1.3 billion that the team spent this offseason, anything less would be a disappointment.
All right, let's talk about the cloud, right? The Shohei, the gambling scandal with the former interpreter. LA Times sports columnist Bill Plachke said this: no matter how much Shohei Ohtani and his advisors attempt to clean it up, something in all this gambling garbage still stinks. That's his quote. He says, I want to believe, but I just can't. Not completely, not yet. Maybe one day, but not now. Says he's queasy and skeptical. I think a lot of fans can kind of relate to that a little bit. It's like, what do you think about that and how that impacts the team and the fans?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to relate to the idea that Shohei Ohtani has put forth that he could have no idea that the person closest to him in baseball, his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, could have been gambling, and not just a little bit, but a lot, in excess of $4 million is what's been reported, of money from Ohtani's bank account without Ohtani's knowledge. That's really hard to relate to. Now, it's also hard to relate to getting, more than $60 million in endorsement deals every year, which Ohtani has. So maybe relative to the size of his bank account, $4 million here or there isn't that much. That's hard to understand if you're a layperson making normal people money. But that's what Ohtani's been claiming. And we just have to, as Dodger fans, hope that the paper trail connecting Ipe Mizuhara and not Shohei Ohtani to those gambling debts exonerates Ohtani. And I think in the meantime, it's very reasonable to maintain some level of skepticism and doubt.
JP Hornstra, Dodgers Nation. JP, thanks.
Could be a new law that actually makes it illegal for someone to send you unsolicited nudes. And the family of a Boeing whistleblower talking about his death with CBS News. Those stories and more. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Disney hoping a merger of the different streaming apps is going to help them get out of the red. Here's Brian Ping.
Hulu, which Disney fully bought out last year, is being incorporated into Disney Plus. The Hulu app will still exist as a standalone and will be the only place where you can get certain content like its live TV element, but now a lot of its shows will be available in a sub-channel on Disney Plus, right alongside Pixar and Marvel. Streaming media analyst Dan Rayburn says Disney is banking on the move.
The real thing to look at here is what Disney's telling Wall Street. They expect their direct-to-consumer business to be profitable by fiscal Q4, which would be really important because listeners may not know it, but since Disney first launched their direct-to-consumer streaming service, they have lost more than $14 billion to date.
The combined app costs $10 a month with ads and $20 without. And in a subtle nod to the merger, Disney Plus is changing its color to teal, a combination of its former blue and Hulu's green. I'm Brian Ping, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
You might think that sending a nude to someone that they don't want, in their email box might be illegal already, but there's a new bill in Congress that would make the so-called cyber flashing illegal. It's called the Consent Act. It stands for Curbing Online Non-Consensual Sexually Explicit Nudity Transfers. The supporters say that when someone flashes you on the street, they're arrested. But when it's sent by text, email, or social media, well, it's not considered a crime. So if this bill becomes law, ultimately, and again, this is a congressional bill, the sender under the plan would have to pay the victim a fine, cover legal fees, and have a temporary restraining order against them.
Federal Trade Commission reportedly investigating TikTok over data and security. FTC been looking into whether TikTok violated some of the federal law that prohibits unfair and deceptive business practices by denying that individuals in China had access to U.S. data. Agency also looking at the company over possible violations of a children's privacy law. Investigation, the latest battle in Washington for TikTok. They're already fighting against this bill that would ban them in the U.S. if they didn't break ties with the Beijing-based parent company.
Kia Telluride gets great reviews. But now there's a recall for more than 400,000 of the Tellurides. This is one of their big SUVs. Tests show that they could just roll away even when they're in park.
Nobody's been hurt, but Kia noticed that the drive shaft of the Telluride can wear over the years, meaning that simply putting the vehicle in park may not be enough. They also advise using the parking brake. Owners of the 2020 through 24 Tellurides will get recall notices in the mail.
WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert, Kia says the driver should put the Telluride in park and then manually engage the electronic parking brake.
Family of a manager and then whistleblower at Boeing talking to CBS after he was found dead earlier this month. Police still investigating. Coroner says apparent suicide.
Vicki Stokes' son, John Burnett, worked at Boeing for 32 years, the last seven as a quality manager at the South Carolina factory that builds the 787 Dreamliner.
How did he tell you he was being treated?
He was like embarrassed at meetings. He would be called out.
Not the type with back down.
No, sir.
In a whistleblower lawsuit, Barnett alleged a litany of safety concerns. Stray titanium shavings falling into electrical wiring. defective oxygen tanks, and managers urging him to cut corners.
Netflix documentary from 2022, Downfall, the case against Boeing. Barnett claims his managers retaliated against him for speaking up. He resigned, filed OSHA complaints after working there for 32 years.
Last launch for a powerful rocket in Florida today.
At one point, the Delta IV Heavy was the most powerful rocket on Earth.
23 stories tall and 500,000 gallons of propellant, 2.25 million pounds of thrust.
United Launch Alliance CEO Tory Bruno calls this last launch a bittersweet moment. For nearly two decades, the Delta IV Heavy has carried big satellites into space, many like today's launch for the National Reconnaissance Office. Space Force Brigadier General Kristen Panzenhagen.
I was a young captain when we launched the first couple Delta IV Heavies out of here, so to see that kind of come full circle is a really special moment in my career.
The United Launch Alliance will replace it with a new, more efficient rocket called Vulcan. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Effort to reach more young Californians might be struggling. New suicide prevention campaign's been launched. Here's Mary Hughes.
Mental health is very real. My voice, like, representing, like a lot of youth who are like me might help the campaign.
More than 400 young people across the state, along with a youth advisory board and others, have joined up with the California Department of Public Health to create Never a Bother, a campaign by and for young people that launched Wednesday. The CDPH says suicide was the second leading cause of death among those 10 to 25 years old from 2018 to 2022. With Never a Bother, the hope is that young people will feel validated and heard when it comes to mental health.
Because you're not alone and going through this, I am sure I can guarantee that you will find one person who's willing to listen.
For more on what the campaign provides, from resources to stories of support, go to neverabother.org.
I'm Mary Hughes, KNX News 97.1 FM.
20 minutes nonstop news. So yeah, Biden, Obama, and Clinton at Radio City in New York. Huge fundraiser tonight for the president's campaign. It's going to raise $25 million. That hall is the biggest ever. It would make it the most successful political fundraiser in history. Brett Samuels covers the Biden administration for The Hill.
Hi, Brett.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
President Biden down in the polls needs help to beat Donald Trump in November. So he's bringing in the big guns, Obama and Clinton. What's really just rock stars for the Democratic Party? Do they still have that same influence, do you think? And what's just the symbolism here of these three guys together?
Yeah, well, you know, former President Obama certainly is widely considered maybe the most effective, maybe the second most effective behind his wife, the former First Lady, you know, figure in the Democratic Party. So he certainly still brings a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement. Former President Clinton, maybe less so, but still, obviously, like you said, the symbolism of all three presidents being in the same room together, sort of uniting behind this cause to beat Donald Trump at a time when Trump has not drawn the support of the likes of, you know, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, folks who were on Republican tickets in the past. Definitely they're setting up that contrast and trying to show that the Democratic Party is very united heading into November.
So the three are going to do this roundtable with Stephen Colbert. There's other people who are going to be performing. How much do we on the outside get to see from this? Because raising the money, I mean, this much money, great, super important. But are they also trying to create like a bunch of viral moments if I'm some young voter on Instagram or TikTok?
Yeah, it's a great point. I think, you know, we'll certainly get to see some of that conversation that's moderated by Stephen Colbert with the three presidents. Certainly they want images, video of that conversation out there because it is a big deal. Certainly when Obama, Biden, and Clinton are all in the same room, it doesn't happen very often. So I think they want the public to get a glimpse of that. And as you mentioned, a lot of celebrities expected to be in attendance, Mindy Kaling, Queen Latifah, Ben Platt, Lea Michele. So the Biden campaign is really trying to capitalize on this and really turn it into sort of a singular event, you know, beyond just sort of a political fundraiser.
So we're talking about this event, but I mean, this is going to be a roadshow, isn't it? I mean, this is not going to be the last time that Obama and Clinton will be out there sort of campaigning for Biden, right?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, certainly former President Obama has tried to pick his spots as far as when he, you know, publicly holds rallies or appears with President Biden. We saw him do it in Pennsylvania during the midterms in 2022. He pops by the White House once in a while to record a video about, you know, the Affordable Care Act or fundraising or whatever it may be. So, you know, he kind of picks his spots, Obama does, and same with Clinton. He's not super public facing these days, but certainly I think that all three presidents understand the stakes of the election. They're all very focused on beating Donald Trump. And, you know, certainly Obama and Clinton are going to do whatever they're asked to do, I think, as far as public appearances and helping out the Biden campaign, especially as we get closer to November when they could potentially turn out voters and really excite Democrats.
How is the cash battle going? I mean, DNC is way ahead of the RNC, right? And then Trump's spending all this money on the legal fees.
Right, right. So, you know, you guys made a good point at the top that Biden is lagging behind in polls a little bit, but he's certainly not having the same issue when it comes to the money race. You know, he's kind of blowing Trump out of the water in terms of fundraising, in terms of cash on hand. The Biden campaign entered March with, you know, about $155 million compared to Trump entering with $42 million in the bank. So, you know, Trump's legal fees are really draining his accounts. That's a big problem for him. And the Biden campaign is really just kind of running up the score when it comes to money. And certainly this fundraiser will really put even more daylight between them. So this is going to be an issue worth watching moving forward. And that money allows the Biden campaign to invest in battleground states, invest in resources, invest in ads in ways that the Trump campaign may not be able to, certainly this far out from November. So definitely bears watching whether Trump can kind of close that gap or at least raise enough money to offset his legal costs, which are going to continue to mount, it looks like.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.